This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So, Friday, June 3rd, what do we got going on tonight?
Well, it's First Friday downtown Waco, there's all kinds of fun things going on downtown. One particularly fun thing I think will be fun is the group Rising Suns is playing at Jake's. From 6 to 9 o'clock. And if you haven't heard Rising Suns, they are a group of boys' sons. And they are juniors in high school. And they have really made a name for themselves around town playing. And they are kicking off their Gulf Coast tour at Jake's on tonight.
Very neat.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
And there's also the Brazos Theater Group. They're having their improv comedy show. So you can get tickets online or at the door. That starts off at 8. You know, it's BYOB, and there's a little snack bar. Tickets are $12, and that's going to be at 7524 Bosque Boulevard. And also starting this Friday and going until 6 tonight is the mini book sale at the West Waco Library. So you could, you know, browse their selection of novels and children's book. And I think the prices are going to be between 50 cents and $2. So if you're looking for that summertime read, this is when to go. And that's going to be today on Friday and also tomorrow on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. But there's also lots of other things going on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of things going on Saturday. To kind of keep with the book and library theme, the Hewitt Public Library is having an author luncheon and fundraiser. They're going to have several kind of local authors, Sharon Payne, who wrote Angels in the Sunset, and Marcia Thalwald, who wrote Big Southern Hair and Highlights. And they're going to be talking about their books at the Hewitt Public Library. It's $20 for lunch and a great way to have a nice lunch and support the Hewitt Public Library.
Also on Saturday is the Aim for Education skeet shoot, and it's a benefit for the Early Act First Night, which is kind of this character development education program at Parkdale Elementary. So the cost for that, which is $125 per gun or $500 per four-person team, all goes to supplement that program and scholarships at MCC and TSDC. And that's going to be at 8:30 in the morning on Saturday at the Waco Skeet and Trap Club.
Yes, and at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, something that I've been looking forward to for a long time, the Dewey Community Center is reopening. They have been doing extensive renovations. I've driven by a couple of times. It looks really terrific. They're going to have all kinds of new classes and exercise program, demonstrations and games and refreshments. And that's at 9 o'clock at the new, brand new Dewey Community Center, which is on 925 9th Street.
And at 10 on Saturday, going until 1 in the afternoon, NeighborWorks Waco is hosting this DIY home maintenance workshop. It's a free event, and you'll learn about home upgrades, plumbing, painting, landscaping, and all these other things. And they're even saying you could bring the kids, you know. There'll be a special booth for just that size, and there'll be free lunch and some door prizes with that, too. Again, that's from 10 to 1 p.m. at the Home Depot in Belmede.
Yep. And then on Sunday, since it's the first Sunday of the month, too, it will be free Sunday at the Mayborn.
That's right.
And that includes getting to go to the new Imaginate exhibit.
Oh, right.
Where, you get to play with inventing things and all kinds of fun science-y engineering kinds of things. And then also on Sunday is the annual Wade Bowen Music Festival, which is going to be just like a who's who of fun country folks from around Texas. 38 Special, Pat Green, Stoney LaRue. And this raises money for a lot of child-related charities, but specifically the March of Dimes. It'll be $25 at the gate. Gates open at 1. Music starts at 2. Indian Spring Park by the Suspension Bridge.
And in the week ahead, there's still a lot to do. On Monday, June 6th, there's this really cool, like, robotics Olympics. It's a camp. It's a robotic Olympics camp, and kids that go will design and program robots to compete in these kind of like simulated Olympic events, mm-hmm. like sprinting, throwing a basketball, things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's for children's ages 7 to 14 years old. Registration cost is $144, and that's going to be at MCC Campus on Monday through Thursday from 1 to 4, beginning Monday and going through June 9th.
Yeah. And then also on Monday is the regular Words of Women First Mondays Writing Circle. So if you're a woman, you like to write any style of writing, mm-hmm. poetry, nonfiction, essays, anything you like to write, this is a great time to get together with other women who like to write to help each other, support each other, cultivate each other's creativity in a supportive community. And that'll be 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the West Waco Library.
And on Tuesday is the GAP Fun at the Park. And GAP stands for Grandparents as Parents Program.
Right.
So if you're a grandparent raising, you know, your grandchildren or an aunt or uncle raising your niece and nephew, this is just a time to meet other people in similar situations and let the kiddos burn off a little energy, right? And that's, of course, that's free. And that's going to be at the Splash Pad Pavilion area at Pecan Bottoms in Cameron Park, 10 a.m. on Tuesday.
Yeah. And then on Wednesday is World Oceans Day. So June 8th, Wednesday, World Oceans Day. And they're celebrating that at Cameron Park Zoo. So along with your regular admission to Cameron Park Zoo on Wednesday, you'll get to participate in some fun World Oceans Day related education and activities. So the special stuff is going to be from 10 a.m. to noon. And then also on Wednesday, the Carling Bright Arboretum has kind of a Midsummer Night concert series that goes on throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. And Wednesday night, starting at 8 o'clock, will be Sloppy Joe Band at the Carling Bright Arboretum.
And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, there's the Co-Chair for Cancer Style Show. So this is the 11th annual Central Texas Cattle Barons Co-Chair for Cancer Style Show. And it's kind of like a fundraiser. And that's going to be $65. Tables of 10 is $600. And that's going to be at 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Baylor Club in McLean Stadium.
Yeah. Also on Thursday, a neat program that's been going on for at least the last few years is a program called Camp Careful. It takes place at First United Methodist Church, which is on Cobbs Drive. And the idea of Camp Careful is to help kids learn how to be safe and to hopefully, in the long run, prevent child sexual abuse by empowering the children. So it's a great time of education. There's two separate sessions, one for the little kids from 3 to 6, one for a little bit older kids from 7 to 14. And it's just a very creative, age-appropriate way to help kids learn to be safe. So that takes place on Thursday afternoon. The little kids will be at 2:15 and then 3 o'clock for the older kids again at First United Methodist Church on Thursday, June 9th.
On Thursday at McLennan Community College, the Visual Arts Department is hosting a student exhibition. So you can go down there and check out, you know, all the works from various students. And these are going to be works in a variety of mediums, you know, drawing, painting, sculpture. And that's going to be at the Art Center of Waco, which is on 1300 College Drive. And that's a free event.
Also on Thursday, we have a new workshop. It's called Veteran Rights, and the idea is to help veterans learn how to tell their stories. We have a lot of mm-hmm. veterans in town, and this is a great workshop to learn to tell your story, which can be healthy for the veteran, but also life-changing for people who hear it. So the workshop will draw on the research of James Pennebaker, who wrote the book Writing to Heal. And the instructor, Leela Levinson, will draw on some of her own experiences. And it'll be a great opportunity for veterans, specifically veterans, to learn how to tell their story. It's free. It's at 4:30 p.m. And it is at the Doris Miller VA building on Memorial Drive.
And also, the World Hunger Relief is sending out a call for all future farmers. They're hosting a farm camp this summer, and they'll have two sessions during the month of June. And, you know, there's still room available for those sessions. So if you have a child, you know, age 4 through completed 7th grade, this is the perfect opportunity for them. The cost for the farm camp is $125 per camper. It's a week long, and there's different content each session. So if you want to do both, do both.
Yeah.
You can find out, you know, registration information and more details at worldhungerrelief.org.
Okay. And then also on Thursday night, the River Sounds concert series is continuing. And on June 9th, the performers are going to be Emily Gimbel and Ruthie Foster. I love Ruthie Foster. So gates open at 7. It's free. Show starts at 8. Bring your blanket. Bring your lawn chair. Bring food and drink if you want to. Don't bring anything made out of glass. And that is at the Bosque River Stage on MCC campus. And if it rains, they'll move it to the gym.
Perfect. Sounds like a good time. And that's a lot to do this week in Waco Town.
Right. Always plenty to do.
Well, Ashley, thank you as always. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.